Atlantic 1026, playing all over Galway now.
When he saw her getting off the bus, it seemed to wipe away the years. Her face was older, just a little rough, but her eyes were still so clear. He drank his coffee and he hurried out. Across before she walked away, would he told Louise, "You look so good. It's just you, see, you make me feel as if we were still lovers."
Human League and Louise. Atlantic 1026, and we're going to be opening the lines at about 3:30 for your bids for booze. Yes, we are, because what we've got are two bottles of wine, a bottle of Irish mist, a bottle of whiskey, a bottle of a case of whiskey, three bottles of homebrew wine, a bottle of bubbly, and a magnum of Hennessy as well. So we'll be taking bids for all of those in about 10 minutes' time. Right now, over to Sean Costello.
And on the line at the moment, we have Rocky Sharp from London. Hello, Rocky.
Hello there.
How are you today? And how are the replays going?
I saw them all last Friday. We played a gig at a college in London, a medical college, and they're all in very, very good form, fighting fit.
That's great. Rocky, can you tell us about the earlier history of Rocky Sharp and the Racers?
Where can I start? It goes back a long, 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 long way. You'll probably keep me talking here for about another 3 or 4 hours if I actually went into all the sort of detail of it. But it really started back in the early 70s.
Yeah.
Almost for fun, a group of friends, myself, Den Hegarty, who used to be Big Den with the Darts.
Yeah.
Who you may remember, Johnny Studd, who's obviously one of the replays with me now, and a few others, a couple of members of the Darts now, Chris Fender, Rita Ray. They were all sort of like schoolmates or whatever it was early in the early 70s, and just for almost for a laugh at a party one time, someone said, well, why don't you get together and do something? And we put together like a little rock and roll act based on Sha Na Na,
yeah,
American group.
Yeah.
And it seemed to go down very well with the friends that were there, and they all said, well, do it again at such a function, you know, a New Year's Eve party or something, and I think it was. And we did it again, and we gradually found that more and more people were enjoying it, and we were enjoying it, obviously, and it just sort of started taking off from there. So we started doing it for fun, I suppose, is the real answer. And we were 11 piece to begin with. The Razors had the 11 people. There were about five in the band and about six vocalists.
Yeah.
Up front, which was quite a heavy lineup. We were sort of semi-pro.
Yeah.
And we were doing regular rock and roll songs, you know, sort of Elvis stuff and Eddie Cochran and all sorts of things, 20 Flight Rock and Summertime Blues and Blue Suede Shoes and all that sort of stuff. And eventually we came to a point where we suddenly thought, well, it's crazy if there are six of us on stage or five vocalists on stage. It's crazy singing solo songs, individual songs, like the Elvis stuff or the Cochran stuff or whatever it might be. And so we started looking more into the American music history, shall we say, and digging up the doo-wop stuff and the stuff from the 50s, the Dion and the Belmonts, the Coasters, the vocal harmony group stuff. And we gradually got interested in that and started doing more and more of it.
Yeah.
And it sort of developed from there. Everything just snowballed, and it's been snowballing ever since.
Then the split, of course, came back in the early days with Rocky Sharp and the Racers, and the Racers split up, didn't they?
Well, they did, yes. They split up back in, 76, I think this was. This is going back quite a long time now.
Yeah.
And it was from the... After the split up of the Racers, there were a number of people from the Racers who went on to form Darts. And that group went off and did the things that they went and did. And myself, I went, I was acting for about 3 years, maybe even 4 years. I trained as an actor. And so I went off and did that for a little while. And got a few things out of my system at the time. And back in about 79, I suppose it was, we got together, myself and Johnny Studd, and we formed the Replays. We didn't really want to call it Rocky Sharp and the Razors again, because there weren't enough of us representative of the Razors to call it that.
Yeah.
But we thought Replays was quite good, because it indicated the sort of things that we were doing, which was replaying the oldies again.
Yeah, very good. And of course then you had a string of hits in England, Europe and indeed Ireland.
Well, that's the way it seems. I mean, it's funny how it goes. The first record we recorded was, or the first track we recorded, was Ramalama Ding Dong. And
yeah.
We so enjoyed doing that. It was in a tiny little studio in, where was it? I can't even think, near Barnes, Mortlake, a place called Mortlake in South London. And it was in the basement of someone's house. And we recorded that very sort of off the wall, as it were, sort of on a low budget and everything, just with the thought that it would be great to get in and actually put some of these songs on vinyl, you know, the some of these great songs that we'd been performing for the last, whatever, 5 or 6 years, and actually get something down. You know, having seen the success that the Darts had and Shawadi Wadi and people like that, we suddenly thought, well, this is crazy, you know. Johnny and myself, I should say, thought that, and so we approached Chiswick Records, that is, and suggested that maybe we should get together and try and do something. So we all came up, almost not spontaneously, but we all were in total agreement with doing Ramalama Ding Dong, and as it happened, it did the trick. I mean, suddenly rocketed in, well, it didn't actually rocket into the charts, it took ages to get in the charts. It was released in about November of 1978, I think it was, and then it was a hit by February 1979 or something ridiculous like that. Seems to take a long time, anyway.
And then, of course, you had a massive hit in 1981 with Shout Shout Knock Yourself Out.
Yeah, we've done this sort of yo-yo trick constantly, it seems, that we have a hit and then the next few are not quite so good, or in terms of charts, they're not quite so good.
Yeah.
And then we seem to sort of fade away a little bit, and then suddenly there'd be, you know, like with Shout Shout, we come back in again, and then the next few will go down a bit. So we're actually sort of waiting for this next bounce of the yo-yo, as it were, to bring us back in again.
Yeah. Any plans at all at the moment for a new single?
Well, we've been doing, we hadn't in the past, as the Replays, this is, the Razors toured and worked live probably more often than doing anything else. And as the Replays, we hadn't, I should say, done a lot of live work. But this last year, we've been practically on the road non-stop for the last, say, year and a quarter or something like that. We've been doing such a lot of live work. We've been did a tour of Scotland and a few dates in England the end of last year, under our own steam, as Rocky Sharp and the Replays, obviously.
Yeah.
And we did a tour of Scandinavia and Norway and Sweden. And then when we came back, we worked with Cannon and Ball, the comedians, and we did a Christmas season with them in Manchester, and that went down so well that they said, would you come on a tour with us of England and Wales and Scotland? And that took another 3 months. So we had a great time playing to capacity audiences, like two shows a night. It wasn't quite as satisfying, because obviously the show was Cannon and Ball, and they were the stars, but nevertheless we got terrific reaction wherever we went. And then they asked us to do a summer season with them down in Torquay.
Yeah.
So we went down to Torquay and spent 3 months there with them. And after that finish, we've been doing selected dates in and around London, and we've been sort of dabbling in a bit more sort of work in the studio, doing a few a cappella tracks and things like that, and actually looking, which is always the hardest thing, looking for what could possibly be a next single, finding a song that seems to be right for the time and hasn't been done recently or whatever it might be, you know, that is probably the most difficult thing of the job in all.
So, Rocky, at the moment in Galway, what we're doing is the Atlantic 10 26 Mayor's Children Appeal, and you are helping us with that.
Well, I hope I am.
You're sending over records, isn't that right?
And well, I'm sending over, actually, it's a little package of a few things. I was asked by my secretary who was phoned up, and they said, would you sort of put a few things together?
Yeah.
And I'm sending a shirt that we used to wear. We had some grey suits that we wore, and these pink shirts, and I'm sending the old pink shirt that I used to wear. And also, one of my original pairs of dark glasses.
Oh, great.
Which are a bit scuffed and scratched on the edges, where they've been bashed around a bit, but they've definitely been worn, and well worn, so whoever gets them, if they can actually see through them, they'll be very welcome to them.
Thanks very much indeed, Rocky, for that.
That's my pleasure.
And do you have a message for the people of Galway for the about the Atlantic 1026 Mayor's Appeal?
Well, I would say that whatever sort of contributions you can make, you can be very sure that they're going to an extremely worthy cause, and I do hope you'll be very, very generous. And if this message of mine goes any way to helping you sort of make up your mind to participate and do something for the cause, then I think that will be great. And I hope it's very successful, and I hope there's a great deal of money raised for this wonderful thing.
And thanks indeed very much, Rocky Sharp, for that.
Well, thank you too.
And can you hold on the line, and we'll be talking to you just after this.
Okay. I will.
Thank you, Rocky Sharp, speaking to us.
Shout, shout, knock yourself out, come on, yell, yell, loud.
That's the Marlin never-ending story. It's time to ring in and bid for booze on 61923. That's Galway 61923 if you fancy any of the following things. Two bottles of wine and a box of biscuits. Bid so far standing at £10 for that. If you can offer us a bit more, give us a ring. One bottle of Irish Mist
20.
From O'Leary's.
20.
No, that's 200 for the... Oh, 20. That's for the Brewcraft Beer Kit.
Yeah.
Hang on, we're just sorting ourselves out here. No, two bottles of wine and a box of biscuits is only 10. Look, there, it says 10, right. A bottle of Irish Mist from O'Leary's. So far, we've bid £12 for that. A bottle of whiskey, courtesy of Oasis Club, worth currently standing at a fiver. A case of whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, a case of whiskey. Come on, give us a ring. We haven't got any bids for that yet, so 61923 if you want a case of whiskey. And I think Richie's got a call on the line now.
Hang on, can I order one for me, no?
I'm not sure what's going on here. Right, apart from that, we've got three bottles of home-brewed wine. So far, we've been offered five of those. A bottle of bubbly from Charlie Heinzick in Alfie's. That's a bottle of champagne. No bids for that, so if you want a bottle of champagne, give us a ring now, 61923. And a magnum of Hennessy, courtesy of the Strollin. No bids for that either so far. So the lines are open right now on 61923 for any of those.
Just well and close that Sasha's
Hey, hey, Sasha girl, have you looked at our knitwear for Christmas? Sasha, where fashion is fun.
She's wearing clothes that Sasha style.
Sasha, Shop Street, Galway.
Roots 2 Hair Salon have brought high technology to hair fashion in Galway. Have your Christmas perm fashioned individually by our computer system. One of only two of its kind in Galway. And we're cut our price by half every Thursday on perms, colouring, streaking and highlights. Senior citizens, we've great news for you. We offer half price on Monday, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And that's not all. If you have your hair created at Roots 2 between now and Christmas Eve, you're in with a chance to win a super exercise bicycle. Roots 2, Upper Dominic Street, Galway, telephone 68814 at the Root of Hair in Galway.
You may never own an island in the sun, but when you own a Pioneer Hi-Fi, honey, you're rich in sound.
Rich in sound with the Pioneer X1500 system at only £499.
Attention, Galway! Heinz Hi-Fi, 59 Dominic Street, Galway, are offering the most down-to-earth bargains in TVs and videos, radio cassettes, Hi-Fi rack systems, and in-car entertainment. We stock the leading brands, including National Panasonic, Sharp, and Philips. And if you like the synthesized sounds, our Casio keyboards are ideal for you. Heinz Hi-Fi offer very generous trade-in allowances on all used equipment, and a full backup service is provided after sales. So call in and see us now at Heinz Hi-Fi and TV, 59 Dominic Street, Galway, telephone 62658.
You can go right out and shout it, there is no doubt about it. Dunn Stores, stand up and you beat them all.
Dunn Stores, cover cost of Christmas shopping with new lower, yes, lower prices in all departments and all Dunn Stores. Give your family the quality of St. Bernard food, fashion, gifts and toys at new lower prices. Dunn Stores. Better value Christmas shopping beats them all.
No matter where you go, you'll hear the people say, St. Bernard's the brand of quality today. Dunn Stores, better value beats them all.
Show your loved one that you really care with an exquisite floral bouquet, silk flower arrangement or a potted plant available at bargain prices from My Florist, 10 Wood Quay, Galway. Enhance your Christmas parties and functions with our floral displays and arrangements. Book now to avoid the Christmas rush. A special voucher is the ideal solution to your Christmas gift problems. With every purchase of £10 or more, you will automatically enter in a free draw for a beautiful giant panda. Get all your Christmas floral requirements from My Florist, 10 Wood Quay, Galway.
It's time to ring up and pledge more cash for the children of Galway.
Go!
there's a young boy who's desperately in need of help. He's suffering from leukemia, and his family pray every minute of the day for a miracle. You can make that miracle happen and help this young boy and his family. An operation is available in Scotland that may save his life. His chances of enjoying a full, healthy life would be considerably improved. His family urgently need £1,000 to pay for the operation and expenses. His family cannot raise this money, but we can. Send your donations now to the 1026 Radiothon Children's Appeal. Help us to help them.
Atlantic 1026, we're auctioning off things to help the kids of Galway. And right now we're auctioning off booze. If you haven't bought your Christmas booze yet, then we've got some here you might be interested in. It's going for a good cause as well. A case of whiskey. No bids yet on that, so if you fancy putting a bid in for a case of whiskey, give us a ring right now, the number 61923. Also, we have a bottle of champagne, and well, there's no bids on that either yet, so you might get that pretty cheap if you give us a ring. 61923 is the number. And also a magnum of Hennessy, courtesy of the Stroll Inn. No bids on that either. So we've got a case of whiskey, a bottle of bubbly, and a magnum of Hennessy. No bids on either of those things yet. Give us a ring right now. 61923 is the number.
Baby, yeah.
wedding day is the happiest day of your life, a day worth remembering. But up to now, wedding day memories have just been a pile of old photos. VideoStar can have your wedding captured for posterity in living color using only the most up-to-date equipment. For details on this fantastic offer, contact Eamon Feeney at VideoStar or and more on 94452. Thanks to VideoStar, weddings will never look the same again.
To Scott's Hot Bread Shop, now open in the Westside Shopping Centre. Follow the hot bread aroma to mouth-watering specials. Black Forest Gatto, £1.70. Fresh cream sponges, only 80 pence. Fresh cream eclairs, 14 pence. Lots of special offers straight out of the ovens at Scott's Hot Bread Shop. So if you want to get them while they're hot, scurry to Scott's Hot Bread Shop in the Westside Shopping Centre.
It's the night out of the year. It's the Atlantic Sound first annual Christmas party. We're featuring Dublin's hottest property, Those Handsome Devils. And from Limerick to complete a great double bill, the 16 Tons of Jive. And there's also a support disco with the Smooth Operator. Where? It's all happening in the Great Southern Hotel on Tuesday, December 18th. With a full bar extension, it's got to be the best value night out ever. Tickets are on sale in advance from Trivago Records, Eglinton Street and Music City, William Street. And are priced at only £3. Admission at the door on the night is £3.50. The show starts at 9 and goes on till late, and there's a limited admission, so come early to avoid disappointment. Join us for a night out to remember at the Great Southern on Tuesday, December 18th for the Atlantic Sound first annual Christmas party.
22880862288086 22880086 22880086. That's the number to remember.
80086.
That's the account number of the 1026 Mayor's Children Appeal. All this week, we're raising money to help the less privileged children of Galway. If you'd like to add to that fund, just pop into the Allied Irish Banks in Eyre Square and add your donation. Or do it by gyro at any bank, quoting the Allied Irish Bank's account number, 22880086. The 1026 Mayor's Children Appeal. Help us to help them.
086 22880086.
Want to learn about technology or simply program your own home accounts? You need a computer. In this modern day and age, the computer makes the ideal Christmas gift. At the software shop, Francis Street, we have a selection of computers to suit every taste, including the Sinclair and Commodore range. Prices start from £99, and there are fantastic free offers with every computer. We have all the latest software in stock, with prices ranging from £3.49 and £4.50. So for the best value in town this Christmas, come to the specialist in computers at the software shop, Francis Street in Galway. Atlantic Sound, growing with Galway.
You.
Sound 1026 with Roy Parker Jr. and I Can't Get Over Loving You. 3:57's our time. We've just had Rocky Sharp on the phone again, and he's sending us loads of goodies over to auction off for the kids' appeal. What have we got here, Richie?
A pair of sunglasses.
A pair of Rocky Sharp original sunglasses, right?
The ones with scruff marks. Stage shirt. Autographed albums and autographed pictures.
Right. So we'll be taking bids for all that sort of Rocky Sharp stuff after 4 o'clock, okay? So stay tuned to this station. If you're a Rocky Sharp fan, you might be in there with a chance to get some real Rocky Sharp mementos. Right. We're also auctioning off booze as well, so if you want some booze for Christmas, tune in just after the 4 o'clock news. We'll be getting that together. Taking us up there, here's Chaka Khan. This is called I Feel For You.
You just can't let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take you in my arms, let me fill you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby. That you maybe wanna scream. Let me rock you, rock you. All I wanna do, Chaka Khan. Let me rock, Chaka Khan. Let me rock you for the feel for you, feel for you.
At 4 o'clock. I'm Laura Landers. Good evening. Union leaders representing 15,000 civil servants say they need a pay increase of at least 14% to take account of price increases and to keep up with wage increases in other jobs. The plea was made at the opening of the third day arbitration hearing in Dublin. The trial of Dominic McGlinchey ended suddenly this morning in Belfast Crown Court when the trial judge disqualified himself from hearing the case. Lord Justice Kelly said that it had been brought to his attention that in October 1979 he had heard a case that had a peripheral connection with the present one. Lord Justice Kelly said that although he had no recollection at all of the details of the former case, he felt he should stand down. It's expected that another judge will try the case tomorrow morning. The Nobel Peace Prize ceremony was interrupted this morning following a bomb threat. The hall was cleared minutes after the threat was issued halfway into the ceremony, where South African peace campaigner Bishop Desmond Tutu was to receive the 1984 Nobel Peace Prize. The Roman Catholic Jesuit Order announced today that it has dismissed Nicaraguan Education Minister Father Fernando Cardenao. A statement issued by the Jesuit headquarters in Rome gave no reason for the move and said it would give no further information on the subject. Father Cardenao is one of the four priests serving the Nicaraguans' left-wing Sandinista government and the only Jesuit among them. As the results of two major surveys are published, Irish doctors have been warned that unemployment could kill. It's been revealed through a survey in a leading medical journal that unemployed males are far more prone to suicides, accidents and respiratory diseases. Another recent survey highlighted in British Sunday newspapers showed the level of attempted suicides treated at the Regional Poisoning Treatment Centre in Edinburgh was 10 times higher among the unemployed than those in permanent employment. And finally, heavy artillery battles broke out near the Lebanese capital of Beirut today. As the latest violence erupted, US Assistant Secretary of State Richard Murphy held a meeting with President Jamil and the Lebanese Prime Minister. The talks are aimed at ending Israel's 13-month-old military occupation of South Lebanon. And now a look at weather prospects for the Bay Area. It'll continue to be a dry, mild day with a few bright or sunny spells. Winds will be fresh and southwesterly. Well, that's it from the newsroom at the moment. Our next bulletin comes up at 5 o'clock.
The 1026 Mayor's Children Appeal, Europe's biggest radio marathon. We're aiming to raise £15,000 this week to be used by local charities and institutions to help the needy children of Galway.
Maybe you and I can't do great things. We may not change the world in one day, but we still can change.
Six Mayor's Children Appeal. This week, help us to help them.
Empty words are not enough. Where this hurt will be a crutch. When the thirst will kill each other's come. Because we care, we love enough to share.
Can do
24 hours a day, right through the week. The 1026 Mayor's Children of Kiel, Europe's biggest radio marathon, raising funds for the needy children of Galway. Help us to help them.
Michael Jackson and Tony Allen singing together on that one. It's called In Our Small Way. Right, we've been bid a pound to play that one again, but you'll have to wait till 5 o'clock. Thanks for bidding us a pound. Anyway, we'll be giving you a name check at 5. Right, we've got two new records here. We've got Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid, and we've got Last Christmas by Wham. Now, as far as Band Aid's concerned, you know all about them. Lots of famous mega